We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Live Sunday nights, this is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Just hurry up and send a shot my way. I want to be immune today. Come on, vaccine. Don't want COVID-19. It's been 10 months. Come on, vaccine. So many exposed. When will we get our dose?
Just welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 1330. Come on, vaccine. I've never heard. This one's good, Dave. Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. You can also listen to us by telling your smart speaker to play KNSS Radio. And make sure you like and share the John Whitmer Show on Facebook. And, of course, follow me on Twitter at John R. Whitmer. That's the best way to stay informed on all the latest show updates. Come on, vaccine!
Vaccine, can't get one for my teen. She's too young now.
Yeah, this is a good one.
On, vaccine.
So since the Biden administration announced last week it was partnering with private companies to develop a vaccine passport system that would require Americans to show proof of vaccination status as a prerequisite to returning to normalcy, states and congressional leaders have become fiercely divided over the issue, with many claiming vaccine passports are nothing more than an anti-American power grab. Joining us now to discuss the legal implications of this issue is attorney Thomas Renz. He's a lead attorney in several major cases brought in Ohio, New Mexico, Maine, and nationally. He's also been an expert on mask mandates, business closures, fraudulent death numbers. Basically, he's just my go-to guy when it comes to legal issues on mask mandates and whatnot. Thomas, thank you for joining us this evening. Nice to have you back on the show, my friend.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
So, come on, vaccine. I don't know if you'd heard that one yet, but that's a good one.
I have not, and I got to be honest with you. I had to mute my mic because I started laughing. I wasn't sure if you had me turned on or not.
My producer's always good at finding good intro, appropriate intro music, and half the time he gets me laughing, and then I lose my composure. So that's okay. If you had it, we're both losing it, so that's all right. So, Thomas, so far, the federal government has indicated that it won't mandate vaccine passports. How generous of them. But that doesn't mean that states and schools and private entities can't or won't do it, correct?
No, it doesn't mean that at all. And, you know, frankly, I think the reason the federal government's not doing it is because they know it would be just incredibly unconstitutional. And they're hoping that the states and the private players can get around it.
So what you're saying is they know already they'd be sued, it would be found unconstitutional, so therefore their hope is, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, go ahead, guys, because we can't.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what's happening. I mean, and frankly, I don't think you're going to see a whole lot of states pushing it either. I think what the goal was is to make this a private thing. And so one of the things that I'm telling people is, you know, in your state, is they're pushing this anti-vaccine passport legislation, which is going to kind of rolling out all over the place. You got to make sure that they include the private players on it. They can't allow private companies to discriminate based on vaccine status.
Yeah, unfortunately, our governor has said she has, quote, no interest in a vaccine passport, but our governor's a liberal Democrat, so clearly it'd be a hard push for our legislature. They'd have to get a veto-proof majority to pass anything else. As it stands, though, so far 17 states has expressed opposition to the notion of vaccine passports or legislation or something to that effect. The Texas governor, Abbott, banned vaccine passports just this week. He's gone to that level. So there are already multiple states that are taking that action, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we even have legislation in Ohio that's coming out. We're going to have more coming out. I'm trying to help any state that I can with developing this legislation and or with, you know, any lawsuits that we'll end up doing on it. But, you know, it's something that's critical. I mean, and here's how you got to think about this, right? So a vaccine passport, so a private company gets access to your health information, and then they're allowed to say, you know what, I'm not going to serve you because, you know, you may have this or you may have that. Well, how is this different from back in the 80s when people were trying to avoid serving people that were with HIV?
Right.
I mean, at that time, it's still an infectious disease. Granted, it spreads differently. But at the time, we didn't know how it spread. And there was a lot of outcry, as there should have been, when they tried to start discriminating against people in this. You can't discriminate against people for things like this. Personal privacy related to your own body is really a critical issue. And the idea that the government or a private entity can discriminate on that, I mean, it brings into play questions of religious liberty. It brings into questions of ADA, the Americans with Disabilities Act, because there's some people that can't get this vaccine. And, you know, here's the thing. I support anyone that wants to go get it once they have informed consent. But informed consent includes making sure that people recognize that this isn't actually approved yet under the FDA. It's only given an emergency use authorization. So it's not even an FDA-approved vaccine, and they're already trying to force it down people's throat.
Right. Well, and then conversely, you've got states like Illinois, Hawaii, Nevada, and New York that have actually embraced the idea of vaccine passports. They're going whole hog on the deal, right?
Yeah, they are, and I'm certain we'll be dealing with or working with people in litigation about that. I mean, you know, I don't think that's legal or constitutional, and you know, I'm certain that we'll be challenging that or working with people to challenge that in the future, because this is one of the most egregious infringements on individual liberty I've ever seen, and they're doing it for a disease with a 99.9%+ recovery rate.
What about businesses? Major League Baseball, for example, I mean, they don't object to vaccine passports. They're actually encouraging it. Or at some ballparks, they're requiring negative COVID test result requirements as a condition to enter the ballpark. Of course, they object to voter ID, but they don't seem to have an issue with HIPAA or privacy violations. So you have to have a negative COVID test. You have to show a vaccine passport. But, you know, heaven forbid you have a voter ID. Is that legal? Can they require that to enter the ballpark?
Well, let me ask you this question. Could they bar you from coming into the ballpark because you were Islamic or Jewish or Christian?
Well, clearly not.
And
well,
the answer is obviously no. But, you know, there are a lot of very legitimate religious reasons that people have for opposition to this. And, you know, what are we going to do? How are we going to make this work? How do you make this roll out? So if someone's got a firmly held religious belief that this is not right, how do you really test that on a practical level across the country? You don't. And so we either allow this to become a tool for discrimination, which it already is, or we ban it. And here's the question. Does Major League Baseball or any of these other big organizations, are they bigots? Are they racist? Are they, religious zealots or anti-religion or whatever?
Right.
I mean, pick your group. This is nothing but a pretense for discrimination. And you can try and say what you want to about it, and you can try and spin this, but you have a 99.9%+ recovery rate on a disease. It does not act as a justification for discrimination. You can't do that. The only reason that they're going to do this is trying to make it very, very uncomfortable for people who don't want to get it. And what that is in its purest form, just plain discrimination. So I asked all of these people that are doing this, what do you got against people of faith? What do you got against people who have medical disabilities, can't get it? Why are you discriminating?
Well, and here's the question I have, Thomas. How long before authoritarians start using the same public health arguments, it's the public health need argument to mandate vaccine passports, or for that matter, mandate vaccines themselves the same way they use to mandate mask use? I think it's only a matter of time.
Well, it's exactly what they're going to do. I mean, this is bigotry. We've been fighting bigotry and isms for the last century plus, for actually a lot longer than that. And, we were making some progress on things, but the bigots have finally decided to repackage this in a different way. Well, now it's for everybody's protection. Well, I mean, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? I'm pretty sure if we go back to the civil rights movement, we'll see some separate but equal arguments that were very similar to this. I mean, we got to protect people, right?
Right.
I mean, this is absurd. This is just bigotry. I do not understand, but they've done such an incredible job of packaging it differently, and it's been really effective. I mean, a lot of people think they're doing right, trying to make the world a better place. But the reality is that they're all just being fooled into believing that what they're doing is good and honest. And, it's actually just very discriminatory.
You're right. You're absolutely right. Thank you again for joining us tonight, Thomas. If folks want more information about your efforts to oppose these kinds of mandates, they can visit ohiostandsup.org or makeamericansfreeagain.com, correct?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And you can always check rens-law.com as well. We need your help and we need your support.
Carry on the fight, my friend. We appreciate you.
Hey, thanks so much.
Your papers are not in order.
Your papers are not in order. We're going to pay a few bills. When we return, we're going to hear from you. Give us a call. Our studio lines are open, 316-869-1330. Your vaccine passport. That's climate change. That's infrastructure. You're listening to John Whitmer Show. We'll be back right after this.
Your papers, please.